Okay? You guys are ready? Yahoo! Yeah, okay lang yan. Okay lang yan. This is a time when we're gonna be learning from each other. This is how we'll do it. I'll call an event. I don't know who, sino nakabunot ng which event. Okay? And then appoint somebody from your team to make the presentation. You will only have about, based on our time, you will only have about 3 or 4 minutes to say something. Okay? About your events. I'll take notes and then we'll comment on, I'll comment on how you did it and if realistic ba yung ginagawa niyong timeline. Para din, di ba, makorrect yung mindset natin. Because sometimes it's just, akala natin yun yung dapat gagawin. Okay? So I shall... Okay. Na-appoint nyo na, ha? Sino yung magsasalita for your team, ha? Let's start with the Kids Ministry Teachers Retreat. Who got that? Okay. Who's coming up? You have to come here in front so that the class will hear you. I want everybody else to please listen. Parang
ginipig ako. Okay, so the event is Kids Ministry Retreat out of town. So first, to make it a smaller event, so local lang siya, hindi siya national. So, for example, Metro East, no? Kids Ministry. Church talaga. Ayan, so the concept, yung theme namin, so ang naisip namin is, ang purpose talaga, bakit tayo... why do you want to have a retreat for our teachers, for our volunteers? So, purpose is to empower them and to equip and rekindle the passion to disciple, for teachers to disciple. Kasi yung parang we want this event to take place sometime like August. Yun, we know that by this time, kasi this is the time when medyo the passion has kind of, parang medyo nag-die down or parang na burnout na siguro or something, to answer that need or to that, para ma-push sila, ma-boost sila. So we want para ma-elevate, no? Ma-push sila yung passion nila ulit, yun, to minister, to disciple. So the theme is to level up. So hindi lang sila level up in training and how we do things, yun, but also yung passion. So that's the theme. So the target audience nga is local teachers, kids volunteers na since we have 500 existing volunteers, so ang target participants is 350. So guest speaker, syempre yung knowledgeable talaga, yung talagang may, yung makita talaga sa kanya na passionate siya sa kids. And then venue, 3, di ba? 3. So, Tagaytay. The choices are Tagaytay, CCT Training, and Island Cove in Cavite, and Caliraya Laguna. So, for promotion, so we're thinking of video promotions, posters, early bird, and also yung syempre mga gimmick-gimmick like early bird promo and discount. So, syempre this is going to be a self-liquidating event. Yun. And then, we plan to challenge coordinators to bring their whole team in the retreat. So parang biggest delegate, may mga prizes and all. Yun. And then timeline, so kung the event is going to be in August, so yung planning will be 3 months before. So, and then we'll just follow. Yun. Yung Appendix E. Sige, haba yun. Just follow the Appendix E. So, sa timeline. Pero ganun din. So, parang 3 months din siya since smaller event naman. It's local event naman.
Okay, let's go to your timeline. How does your timeline look? When are you supposed to start promoting?
May.
Because your event is when?
August.
Okay.
Late August.
How much? You did not mention... budgets, which means how much are you spending for this? Like registration nun, di ba? When you promote, kasi part of your promotion should actually give the information of how much are you do you need to spend. Okay. Hindi na nga siya passionate, sisingilin mo pa ako ng mahal.
Sige, based on actual experience. Ayun, we didn't get around to discuss this kasi yung as a team. Yun. Pero for ako na yung sa experience na siguro na yung budget, Meshery is kasi it's medyo community church talaga siya. So medyo yung budget kailangan medyo low cost siya, yung ganun. So not necessarily na parang titipirin naman sila, yung ganun. So mga 500 per volunteer is a budget. So yung venue is going to be kailangan somewhere mga nagko-cost lang siya na mga 250.
Wow.
So kasama yung kasi usually venue hanap ka ng venue with package inclusions na like food, mga ganun para yung half noon is going to be used na for other purposes.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Give her a hand. Okay. Just a side note, no? Well, if this is just a one-day event, 500, even 500 might be still too cheap in the sense that it's out of town. Hindi siya realistic, plus there's transportation. You need to know that you wanna... The experience starts from the point that they arrive where your meeting place is. Because it's fun to be in the bus, yung mga ganon, stuff like that. If your purpose is to rekindle passion, you can do, like, yung experience of children riding the bus. Yung ganon, you can include that to if that's your purpose. That's why I always go back to your objective, what are you trying to do for them? Okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. You can leave the mic there for the next group. Okay, next let's hear from volunteer appreciation. Sino volunteer appreciation? Okay. Galing ni Marge magturo. Sige, go Ken. Go.
Ours is volunteer appreciation night with showbiz artists. So okay. Yung art concert is a concert type, so with the artists. And yung mga artists na nasa mind namin is yung mga ASAP sessionistas.
Okay. So,
yun. The three venues na we think na pwede for the volunteer appreciation for such type of event is yung Makati Sports Club. Kasi Makati kasi wala siyang sarili pang place as of now. So, and then it can be yung nearby theater or cinema as well. So, pwede rin yung RCBC, it's one. And then yung third option is hotel near din sa Makati. And then, yung how are we going to promote? Is actually, it's through invitation since volunteer appreciation night naman siya. So, we will hand yung mga personal invitation to the volunteers, and then dun sa plan, dun sa program, or timeline that we have, we will plan ng 2.5 months before the appreciation night, and yun, mag-conceptualize with the ministry heads. 2 months before, we will contact yung celebrities and book na din yung sa venue as well. And then yung mga suppliers, and with the budget, we will gagawin na rin namin yung sa budget. And then 1.5 months. What else? Budget, invites, yung sa promotion, that's 1 month before the volunteer appreciation night. And to confirm naman yung mga attendees, kasi they need their confirmation before yung event is at least 2 weeks before the volunteer appreciation night.
Okay. I have a question. Why do you need to promote the event when your target audience is a determined audience, which means it's exclusive?
Actually, hindi naman siya yung promotional, but we will para ma-excite lang din sila, but it's not on a type na parang sa service, parang sa service kasi siya, diba, na there's something na we appreciate our volunteers for others din who attend the services na they will be encouraged na mag-volunteer.
Good, good. Very good answer. It's okay to promote even if it's like that, yung targeted ng audience, because it gives a different message to the rest of the congregation. You volunteer, this is how we appreciate you. Okay, very good. Yeah, when you're inviting celebrities or ganyan, ang time schedule nyo, the earlier that you can invite them, the better. Same guidelines as you would with the speakers. So, ganun, follow the same thing lang. Okay? Very good. Very good presentation. Okay, next, let's have the Regional Youth Conference. Sino yun? Eh, kaya niyan. But see, we're learning, ha? We're learning. When I post questions, I want to challenge you how convinced you are of why you thought of that. Okay?
Okay. So. We'll do a regional youth conference. Okay, our concept will be, this will be a regional youth conference for the youth leaders and potential leaders. So we'll hold it on during summer, at provided na halimbawa walang Ignite. So during summer on May, and then it's gonna be a 3-day event. So we'll have sessions about, the theme would be saturating the campuses. So there would be sessions about engaging the students in the campuses. And then on the second night, we plan to throw a party for the leaders. So yeah, there would be sessions, and then the venue would be in South Luzon, in Umali Hall. We're expecting around 800 leaders from the South Luzon campuses, churches. So we listed yung like Los Baños, Lucena, Sinloan, and then meron ding hall na Trace Hall, but it's about 1,500. So we're getting the 1,000 capacity for the Umali Hall. Then we'll promote it among the campus directors of different churches in South Luzon. So there would be meetings with the campus directors, and then we for them to rally the leaders, the small group lead, the victory group leaders in the campuses, the student leaders, and then through Facebook page, we'll have invitations also. And then the working timeline, we're planning to promote it December, so that the students can save up for the conference. During December kasi syempre marami silang pera. So they can save up for the conference.
Okay, good. Thinking about that, it's a 3-day conference. About how much should you be charging the kids?
We're thinking about around 500 pesos. Because the other churches would save up for their transportation, for their accommodation, and for their food and yon transportation within the venue.
Good. Okay. Syempre, this is such a big event that it's kind of hard to actually flesh out everything, no? And saka may experience ka dun eh, Daya. Dapat hindi pala napunta sa'yo yung youth conference. But working with speakers, choosing your speakers is very important, and doing it way ahead of time. You want people that they haven't heard or will not have a chance because nasa South Luzon sila. Yes. So alam mo yun, hindi mahirap to get that. So let that be. And then with your budget, alamin nyo kung anong part sasagutin ng local churches, diba? Because obviously, with just 800 kids at 500 pesos, that's not really gonna go far, diba? So, and you want a complete experience for them, especially for those who really had to travel far. Yeah. No? We want that big experience for them. Okay, good. You're getting the hang of it. Okay? Ganito, for the next presenter, ang gagawin natin, gusto kong mag-comment yung team naman nila. Kung sino yung kakatapos lang, I want you to pay attention so that you also make a comment on their presentation. Okay? The next one will be a team building for the an overnight team building for the staff
out of town.
Go Ram. Okay, you have a mic there. Sa kayo. Kayo may mic kayo dyan.
Okay, so our purpose, or it's an overnight team building for staff. Our purpose is, in three words, it's to build, to refresh, and to reward. So yun yung ano namin. Initially, we were thinking, kasi sabi niya, oh, out of town, medyo lumayo kami kagad eh, nag-Cebu, ganun. Pero sabi niya, overnight, sayang yung airfare. So balik kami bigla sa Luzon. We were thinking Pico de Loro, Punta de Fabian, La Ia, Batangas, mga ganyan. Promotion, since this is very internal, staff lang siya, we're thinking, of course, email, Facebook, and there's a pre-event activity. We should do this fourth, parang before, siguro yung mga Christmas parties namin, we would launch it during a staff meeting. Kung ano man yung theme ng event, we would bring it there already, para people already have a, parang a vision of what to expect. For this particular event, we were thinking something like Aladdin's Palace or a Mediterranean theme na team building. So everything is related to that, parang yung nice na parang Greece, yung mga ganun yung ano nyo, yung nakita yung theme. No? Okay, so we'll do that sa staff meeting. Okay, working timeline and budget muna pala. Budget, we're thinking of mga 7,000 to 8,000 per employee. Mga ganun. Hindi ko lang kung anong exact ano eh. Pero yun ang isip namin with these ano, with these venues. Okay. Ano na? Yeah, yung mga ano naman, sharing at saka mga ano naman, maximum of 3 to a room. And then working timeline namin 1 year before is the reservation initial ocular of the venue. 9 months before, you have to have your budget approved kasi parang kailangan pumasok siya dun sa budget for the year. 8 months before, yung program planning and booking of if you have a speaker, mga ganun. 7 months before, walkthrough at the venue. So meron ka na activities, nagsisimulate ka na ng pwede mong gawin dun sa venue mismo. And the staff announcement, 7 months before. Para 6 months before, you can confirm the reservation kasi alam na ng staff, nag-confirm na sila through your means, yung email, Facebook, whatever. 4 months before, purchasing of materials and decors. 3 months before, booking of suppliers and reminders to participants. So parang meron kaming second event for the staff na dito pa rin. Just na meron ng connect dun sa actual event. Parang they get to process that during the actual event. And then 1 week before, final coordination with the venue.
Ginulat kami ni Ramil dun sa mga ano niya, presentation niya. Pero one thing na ano magandang ginagawa sa mga event is yung pre-event activity. Kasi that's the time na you get to know yung mga people, kung sino yung mga kagrupo mo, sino yung mga kasama mo dun sa mga games. So I think ano, that works well din sa mga events.
Meron ng comment. No. No. I think if it's, let's say, for our staff, is it a local, sorry, I missed that part. Is it local church or the whole?
We constructed it on the, parang on a local church.
I think the 7 months early to be parang okay lang to announce the date, but to be promoting it that early might be too far off from the event. Baka pag malapit na, mawala na yung excitement. Kasi in-announce mo na excite, and then wala pang nangyari, we'll get busy with, you know, our respective functions. So parang baka kung mas malapit, yung tama lang, just announce a date, and then nearer, then that's when you build the excitement.
Ang ano ko lang po doon kasi is, with the 7 months before, parang people get to plan out their, yung calendars nila, and kumbaga na ba-block off nila yung events na pwedeng mag-spring out from nowhere. May mga ganun kasi na parang biglaan. So, at least mas conscious sila of the of a day na naka-calendar talaga yun. Early, yeah. Build up lang.
Okay, good. Very good. Very, very good. Yay! How many more? How about who's doing discipleship 2013? Go, Ruth! Social?
Oh, grabe. Ang iksi na lang ng preparation, Miss May. So, kunwari ako yung nagano target natin na audience, syempre, Victory Group leader and potential leader. Wala nang iba. Hindi pwede ang outsider. Hindi nila maintindihan yon. Purpose. Encourage. And update them. Grabe, kailangan inspire na inspire sila. Paglabas nila ng ultra, I wanna go out and make disciples. Ganon kagad. The goal is to gather all our Victory Group leaders and potential leaders and rally them to go and make disciples. Honor God, make disciples pa rin. And the theme is go. Tama ba? Kinopya lang lahat, no? Siyempre. Venue.